I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled. A couple segments into the show. More to go.
I'm in the wrong building. I didn't know. I'm on the wrong show.
What do you mean you're on the wrong
show? I'm just kidding.
Well, Scott's
wait,
in the
wait,
right.
It's KSL's Unrivaled? I shouldn't be here.
You're in the right place, Scott. You're among friends.
I'm at the right place at the right time.
That's right.
Yeah.
Scott's here. We're hanging out. And we've also invited a friend into the studio. His name is Sam Farnsworth, KSL 5 Television. Sam, you feeling okay?
Friend. I like that you use the word friend. Well, it's making me feel good.
Look,
thank you.
You learn a lot
thank
about
you.
Somebody when you travel with somebody.
That's right.
I always tell you this. And Sam and I spent
that was a, good time.
A few days in Knoxville together. Knoxville. And we've shared some meals together. Now I know a little bit more about Sam.
You got to go to Tennessee.
Yeah.
Whatever, dude. You're going to L.A. in like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You're going to L.A. like
Can
right now.
Can we hurry this up? I need to go.
So... Sam comes in. We've got a couple things we want to bring up, and I like throwing weird topics at Sam too because you've got the
well. Look, Sam's kind of weird.
He's kind of a weird dude. Yeah. Well, he can handle it, and so
peculiar.
But also, Sam is the kind of guy that now you covered the Broncos for a lot of years.
Yes.
You came over from Colorado Springs,
correct?
And this is. I mean, that was obviously a big market for the Broncos.
Yes.
And you grew up a Broncos fan, so you have,
yeah.
like, all that background,
right.
too.
Right.
Which, am I not supposed to say that? Sorry.
No,
people
fine.
Can know it.
It's,
right.
Yeah, why not? It's NFL.
So, when you saw all the things that are kind of going on, you know good quarterbacks. You've seen it. You watched Peyton. You covered Peyton Manning when he was
yeah,
there.
Right.
He was okay.
He was all right.
Wasn't too bad. No.
So.
He has a brother.
He does have a brother.
He's no Trevor Siemian.
He's a boy,
and thank goodness for that.
And so Eli Manning,
yeah.
I walk into the office today, and there was some hot Eli Manning talk in the office.
Yeah,
there was
yeah.
some yelling, a few tears were shed, and I'm not kidding because we have a very passionate Giants fan in our office.
Yes, we do, and I
Madison.
Did not know that until today.
No, and it's because and the thing was, I walked into it, and Scott, imagine this. She's just come off an impassioned speech. I walk into it, and she goes. And somebody asked me, Alex, what do you think about Eli
right.
Manning? And I said, oh, that benched loser, you know, because I knew it would make her react. And she feels so mad about it. Like, now, I think that Eli Manning is overall has had an amazing career.
Right.
But he's at this point now where, and Scott, you've talked about it a ton. It's just like there are competitors who just will. You don't know when to hang it up because you think all the time I can be there. And I thought you bringing up Brett Favre last night in this space of – because we didn't know he was going to be – you said you might see him bench in the next week or two, and it just so happened that today was the day.
Yeah. Right.
But Eli Manning – and this was the question that Sam – Sam's walking around preaching to people. Hey, man, is Eli Manning in the Hall of Fame? And my answer was yes.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No. So my addendum to the question, so to speak, is – And I know, and everyone's burning me. You can't say that, though. My thing is, take away his two Super Bowls, okay? And I know people listening to this are already losing their minds.
Because it's not just Super Bowls. It's Super Bowl MVPs you're taking away,
right,
too.
Right, but the reason why I bring this up is take away the two Super Bowls. Would you consider Eli Manning an MVP? A Hall of Famer, right? And of course, Madison's response was yes. So yeah, still.
Yeah,
and
I said,
well, how about Philip Rivers? Is he a Hall of Famer? She said no. I'm like, Philip Rivers, in my opinion,
has better numbers.
Is the better quarterback than Eli Manning.
Right.
He just doesn't have two Super Bowl wins. I think they're both Hall of Fame quarterbacks eventually.
So why are you wanting to take away the Super Bowls?
I'm not. I'm just saying if you're not taking that into consideration, does that...
Well, you have to take that into consideration.
I guess so. If you were just going by the numbers, though,
which you have to do for guys like Dan Marino, he didn't win a Super Bowl.
I think your comparison is like... So you have to look at Philip Rivers against someone who's maybe in the halt like Dan Marino or a guy like Ken Anderson.
Okay.
Ken Anderson for the Cincinnati Bengals had an amazing career.
Yeah.
And he was amazing in a very tough division. Mm-hmm. He had to play the Pittsburgh Steelers twice a year. His entire career in their prime was amazing. Never won a Super Bowl.
And no one talks about him because he's not Terry Bradshaw. Right.
I mean, so in football, more so than any other professional sport, and I think you would agree with me, Scott, is that the success of a team really hinges on pretty much all 11, all 22 guys, right? I mean, you can have a few weak links somewhere in there, probably.
Not when I was in Detroit. It was all the quarterback's fault when we lost. I'll just tell you that right now.
But what I'm saying is, you know, in baseball, it's a lot more of an individual game. So is basketball, even, you know. And so to win a Super Bowl, I don't think you can ever pinpoint it on one individual player.
Right.
Maybe in that one game, but the whole process of getting there and winning it. So that's the reason why I made the argument. However, the reason why I brought it up was because I was telling her also that...
Because you're hassling Madison.
His career, I don't think I ever would have in any individual season of his career, and I've had this debate in the past, and that's why it came up. He was never a top five, barely a top 10 quarterback in any individual season in the league, in my opinion. I thought, Breeze, Manning, Brady, Roethlisberger, Rivers, all these guys I had listed ahead of him, almost every single year. And he won his Super Bowls. And ultimately, you look at his career numbers and everything, and yes, he will be a Hall of Famer. I think...
Do you know why he'll be a Hall of Famer?
Is it because of the last name?
No.
Okay.
That plays into it a little bit.
Yeah.
It's that he played in New York.
It's the biggest media market in the world. And we brought that
and
up
you
with
that. You get a guy like Philip Rivers, who, like you're saying, is probably a better quarterback. I don't know that Philip Rivers is in the Hall of Fame.
Maybe not.
But Eli Manning also has thrown for almost 60,000 yards and 362 touchdowns.
He also has a lot of picks.
He does have 241 picks, but I will say that Brett Favre has a cajillion.
Terry Bradshaw has more interceptions than touchdowns.
Terry Bradshaw,
there's a lot of guys in the Hall of Fame that have thrown a lot of interceptions.
And Terry Bradshaw is one of the ultimate examples, in my opinion, of someone who made the Hall of Fame because of the success of a team.
Right.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Maybe more so than Eli Manning.
Correct.
I brought up the NFL. I brought up the Super Bowl MVP, and then Sam throws in my face a guy who I watched very closely because I was living in Dallas at the time. He goes, Larry Brown was also an MVP of the Super Bowl, too.
Yeah.
When Neil O'Donnell threw those easy picks into his breadbasket.
Yeah,
it's a little different as
Larry
a DB.
Larry Brown never threw any interceptions.
he
only had three in his
he
whole
got
career.
Paid.
And they were all in the
he
Super
got
Bowl.
Paid.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
I got to ask you this question.
Go ahead.
All right, Utah's playing at USC, never won in the Coliseum.
Right.
Is that a thing? Like, does it play into your psyche that there's just venues you just never seem to – are there curses? Is there
– Right.
Does the mental side of this play into it, or what is it?
I would think that it shouldn't, and it doesn't. So you can say, it's been 103 years, right? But how many times have they played each other over 103 years? It really hasn't gotten going since they joined the Pac-12, right?
Right.
So in my opinion, it shouldn't be a thing. And I think Utah's going to go in there and crush them anyway. I think it's going to be like 35-17 is my official score there. I think Utah, they're going to get all over Slovis.
I get it. I think that if he had three picks last week, he might have three again this week and like, that's going to be a good week.
He's going to get sacked a bunch too. I think
he'll be under pressure a lot more. All right, Sam, what's on Sports Beat tonight? Real quick, what do you got?
We're going to hear from Taysom Hill. He might be a starting quarterback this weekend.
We have no
confirmation. We're going to hear from him and Teddy Bridgewater coming up tonight at 10 on what's going on with the Saints and their quarterback situation.
Bridgewater will start.
He probably will. But Coach Payton is saying that they're going to use both quarterbacks.
Well,
in the
of course
offense.
He's saying it.
Of course.
All right. We'll see how it works out. We've got to talk about that as well.
One A.
Sam, thanks for hanging out, bro.
Thanks, guys.
We'll take the break here. Join Sam, KSL5 Television, 10 o'clock tonight. We'll be right back. Got our MVPs right around the corner. Don't miss it. Stay with us.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up.
they pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.